Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I want to thank my most recent guest, a fine one, Rick Smith, host of the Rick Smith Show. You're going to like Rick. He reminds me just a little bit, and I'm not trying to compare hosts so much here, but some of the passion in that guy's belly reminds me a little bit of a Ed Schultz sort of guy. And I was a big fan of Ed Schultz, and I hope you become a big fan of my new friend, Rick Smith. You'll be hearing him beginning this evening, 8 to 10 o'clock, live shows. That means we're now doing 16 hours of live radio around here each and every day. So suck it, Righty Whitey Talk Radio, man. We got it better. We do it longer. And we're better looking. That's what I think. 844-967-2789. Lou from Cudahy. Welcome, Lou. What do you got?
I'm curious if on top of the 1.1 million illegals that Biden let in last year, there's expected now to be 18,000. Is it a day or is it a week that illegals coming over when he rescinds this Title 42? That will be chaos, anarchy, and lots of crime. What do Democrats have to say about that?
Well, first and foremost, how many illegal immigrants came in during Trump's tenure? It was a very similar number, you realize, Lou.
I have to look into that.
Yeah, well, that's what happens, man. Each and every presidency, we have these immigration issues. And Lou, what I'd like to see, let me start by asking you a couple of questions, if I could. Do you believe that there are plenty of places trying to hire people right now, Lou? Do you believe there are plenty of companies looking for good labor?
Oh, yes.
Do you think that some of that labor could be filled if people had a legal immigration? Legal, I said, not illegal. But if people had green cards, do you think some of these people could come up here and fill these needed
jobs? My preference would be, I would be happy to see this preference, that Americans get the jobs, Americans go back to work, instead of imports from other countries coming in to take jobs that
Americans might work. We don't have enough Americans. Lou, you don't sound like Americans, you're a...
Well, Americans are paid not to work, remember?
That might have been the case for a while, Lou, but nobody's still getting extended pandemic unemployment, except for a few people in Iowa that refused to get vaccinated and somehow qualified for refusing to work because they won't get vaccinated.
You didn't answer the question. What about the chaos, anarchy, and
I don't agree with the characterization, Lou. I don't agree that we've got anarchy, chaos, and as you describe it, I think we've got a lot like we had under the prior administration. And Lou, continuously
at the border, and you know, the Democrats are going to have this hung around their neck, and it's going to strangle you because the chaos and the anarchy that's there, and it's going to be more of it.
But, Lou, you realize this is an issue of Fox News, buddy,
right? You can't see that, right?
Lou.
You can't see that, so you're going to have that put on your shoulders?
I can see that you're trying to put that on my shoulders, even though I don't set any immigration policy. And I think that Biden's immigration policy is a little like your guys' immigration policy. And ultimately, I think we need a different immigration policy, Lou. But I don't think the American people, outside of a certain percentage of Fox News viewers, Lou, I don't think the American people are sitting at home saying, man, there's probably chaos on the border. I think they're probably more worried about the gas prices and maybe what's going on in the Ukraine. And there are other issues. I have no doubt there are issues under the current presidency, Lou, that are valid issues. But the American people, the vast majority of them, are not sitting at home thinking we got a border crisis. The vast majority of people, Lou, if you ask them, they think we could use more workers. But how we get from those workers on the border that are coming here from a southern country, let's just say, and how we integrate them legally into the system, Lou, I think that's basically where we differ. I'd just like to see an expansion. I'd like to see us let more people in legally and start solving some of our gentrifying problems we have as a nation. Because, Lou, you're no spring chicken, man. You're not going to be out there detasseling corn anymore, right? Well, guess what? Neither is my teenager. They found a better gig. So the kids today won't do the work. They won't do the agricultural work that kids of my generation and perhaps your generation, Lou, that we used to do. You know, the starter jobs, the low-paying jobs. We're working in the farm field. Well, good luck getting my kids to do that. They're not going to do that, Lou. Well, where does the American labor come from then? If there is no labor, if you need the labor, where's the labor coming from, Lou? Well, it's got to come from a foreign source because there's not enough domestic labor. We can't put, you know, retirees back out on the farm. You know, the bodies use up. So ultimately, Lou, I don't think we're so far apart. You just want to characterize it as this massive problem of the Joe Biden presidency. And I'd prefer to characterize it as a failure of governance because it's happened presidency after presidency. And Lou, if you and I can agree, there's probably a lot of good people down there on the border, hardworking people. Sure, we'd love to see Americans get the best jobs. But if we don't have enough labor, Lou, and we need some more labor, there's a lot of good people that could offer that labor. Let's just have the courage to solve the immigration system. Instead of spending billions to put up, you know, 3 feet of fence or 3 miles of fence, and practically, even your Senator, Lou, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, never thought it was a real wall. Described it as a virtual wall. The only one that ever thought that the best idea to build a wall was Trump. Because he wanted his name on the wall. You know, he wanted to brand the wall. We don't need a wall across every foot of our border because, of course, we got lots of oceans. You can still cross the borders. What we need is a sensible immigration policy. What we need is an expansion of the American workforce. We need more young people paying into Social Security. And here's one other weird thing, Lou. We need more babies. We need more children in this nation. This nation is aging. So anyways, Lou, lots of problems that could be solved if we just stop watching Fox News. 844-967-2789. Or perhaps that's not fair. Maybe we would just, you know, see differing problems. And maybe we could even try to solve these problems if we weren't trying to hang them around somebody's neck. Well, this is Joe Biden's problem. He didn't solve the problem. Well, there did Trump or Obama. Or W, or HW, or Reagan. What was Reagan's solution, Lou? Amnesty. Remember, that was Ronald Reagan. You guys used to love that guy. And what was Reagan's? What did Reagan tell Gorbachev? Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. So, you know, we've changed. Reagan used to be the anti-wall, pro-immigrant president. And Donald Trump was not those things. Anyways, come back with us. My good friend Dominic joins us for the Happier Happy Hour. And a fine guest, Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler. He joins us. He wants you to vote. Maybe not you, Lou, but everybody else. No, you vote too, Lou. Tomorrow's election day in the great state of Wisconsin. Lots of spring elections. The first meaningful mayoral race in Milwaukee. Basically in most of our lifetimes. Come back. The Happier Happy Hour, it starts right now.